Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. As we predicted yesterday, most schools are closed. Well, they got closed by Gretchen Whitmer. Some schools open today. All part of COVID-19 containment. 1,701 cases, 41 deaths, closer to 0.0235% as it stands right now. Let's hope it stays there. Monster Jam announced postponed till July 25th. And the big news yesterday was the NCAA tournament. Huge deal, hard to believe. Perhaps America's most popular sporting event, and I include the Super Bowl, perhaps. But it seems odd to many. Why not postpone? I did see something from a college coach. I'll have to find it on Twitter saying, here's why we didn't postpone it. It was basically, you're sending all the students home and you want 13 of them to stay here and practice with no... I was thinking, yeah, it's unfair if they really don't want to, but I bet if you asked Cassius Winston, you want to stay in practice for a month in the hopes that you'll have a tournament to play in? You ask, you know, Xavier Tillman, well, you ask Xavier Simpson, you know, any outgoing senior? I think their answer would be, yeah, I'd prefer that.
Well, like, yeah, I think, again, kids want to play.
Yep.
Some guys might be, well, look, I just want to get ready for the draft at this point. If we're going to delay this by, you know, by a month, one of the combine workouts for the basketball players and all
that.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's why I think the NBA, I don't know if the NCAA had a conversation with the NBA about looking forward to that and seeing what happens there and timeline with all that. I don't know if they did or didn't. I certainly would have picked up the phone and talked to Adam Silver a little bit about, hey, are you guys at all thinking about moving back the draft? Because we're still thinking about running the tournament, but if we do, it's going to be a month from now, and that pushes back a timeline for everybody. Is that cool with you guys?
Make one thing abundantly clear. There's obviously bigger concerns, but as for the sports part of it, I still find it interesting that things were just flat out canceled instead of suspended or postponed.
By the NCAA.
248-539-9797. Jay on a cell. Hi, Jay.
Hello, how are you today?
What's all right, Jay.
So the reason why people are flipping out over the toilet paper is because what people don't realize is the wrapping that the toilet paper comes in, like the plastic clear wrapping, all comes from China, as well as some of the drinking water and a lot of that stuff comes from China. Well, China's factories, the whole country is basically closed. So all the stock that we have in the stores right now are basically what this country has, like, is a back stock. And once that runs out, it may be a while before we get any more of it. So unfortunately, I see some people that are just hoarding as much as they can. And I mean, I suggest people not do that, because if they do, we're just gonna have a bunch of stinky, smelly people walking around like penguins.
I mean, I guess the one thing I'd say, do you think it's common knowledge that, did you say toilet paper?
I don't think most people know that. I just think that most of the people are being sheep and just following the next person,
yeah,
seeing that other people are hoarding it. But that's the real reason why some of these things are being hoarded. It's not because people are going to, you know, be, you know, having to wipe their rear ends all the time or anything like that. It's because they're not going to have access to this stuff fairly soon.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I find it hard to believe that we can't produce toilet paper in the United States.
It's not the toilet paper. It's the wrapping that it comes in.
A lot of the toilet paper,
I believe, is made here.
Then,
it's the plastic wrapping.
That sounds like an even easier problem to solve.
Well, sure. You would think that another company could step up and just start producing that for us, but I'm sure that takes a little bit of time, you know what I mean, to try and do that.
So. Desperate times, desperate measures. I bet we can get it done.
And
but
Jay's
hey.
Right. I think people are sheep. They see someone buying a bunch, so they go buy a bunch. They don't even know why they're buying a bunch anymore. They're just doing it because they see everyone else doing it.
And they don't want to be left without toilet paper.
Yeah, and all of a sudden we have no toilet paper. It's like everyone, hey, take this seriously, but also relax. Do you know what I mean?
This
like,
is one of those things. Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Take it seriously, but let's just relax, you know, continue on like buying your normal amounts of groceries and things like that, and we'll all be okay.
This is one of those cases, though, where my wife, for some reason, you know, goes to Sam's Club and sees a sale on toilet paper, and we've got two of these giant things of toilet paper in our house where I'm usually rolling my eyes, and I guess in this particular instance, I'm like, all right, good for you, honey. Thank you.
Doug, there's a casualty we need to talk about that's not coronavirus related.
That we know of?
As far as we know, this isn't okay. coronavirus related.
Uh-oh.
It's over for Peter Weber and Madison Pruitt.
What?
Come on.
It's over.
Who are they?
The Bachelor couple.
Oh, okay. Well, Doug, you knew that.
According to E! News, the Bachelor couple who recently reunited on the show's season finale announced their decision to go their separate ways. Just days after the rocky encounter with the pilot's family during this week's two-part finale of the dating series. I remember we watched Peter ended his engagement to Hannah Ann and later reconnected with runner-up Madison, which did not make his family happy. Peter's mom, Barb, even called out Madison during Tuesday night's After the Final Rose taping, accusing Madison of making the family wait for hours during filming of the show without offering an apology. Taking things a step further, Barb said that everyone knows that they're not going to work. Quote, Chris, he's going to have to fail to succeed. That's it. Barb told the host, Chris Harrison. All his friends, all his family, everyone that knows him knows it's not going to work. So we've been trying to help them. Would we want it to work? Yes. And of course, that's when Peter fired back. I'm telling you that I love Madison and that should be enough. But as it seems, that wasn't enough. Peter and Madison took to social media late Thursday to announce their split. Maddie and I have... Sorry, let me try that again.
Do it again.
Maddie and I have mutually decided to not pursue our relationship any further. Believe me, this was not easy for either of us to be okay with. But after a lot of honest conversations, we have agreed that this is what makes most sense for the two of us. The love and respect I have for Maddie will continue to endure. He also sent a message to Hannah Ann stating, Hannah Ann, you set an example for women everywhere a couple nights ago.
What?
You're such a strong, confident woman, and you deserve all the love in the world. I accept full responsibility for my mistakes in our relationship and wish you only the best. Madison also shared the split news on her Instagram. She wrote, so incredibly thankful for this amazing journey I've had the honor of being part of. I've grown so much and am stronger than I ever was going in. I've learned the importance of acceptance, forgiveness, and grace. As Peter and I decide to go our separate ways, I'm confident that we'll both move in the direction of our purpose and never forget that God has a plan in all things. I will always love and respect him. I'm convinced our paths were meant to cross and we're both better because they did. Pete, you're an amazing guy and I'm thankful for you. I will always be your biggest fan.
So those of you that had late Thursday in the pool, you are a winner. You are a winner.
Oh, wait, there's more. Amid the breakup news.
Wait, did Chris Harrison go back to the original one?
That would be fantastic.
I have some news.
This is something was not expected. Peter's mom took to Instagram to post a video with her friends. In the video, Barb and her two pals can be heard singing John Denver's Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Wow.
She captioned the post, love you guys.
Boy, that woman hated Madison.
It's fantastic. People are like replying to it with hashtag Team Barb.
Wow.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.